recall 96,000 pounds of beef recalled just a few weeks ago. Why? Because it had problems with the beef. There's a website, if you want to go to it on the computer, and it's called recalls.gov. And it tells you about all the recalls and what's happening in the world with all of these different things they're calling for. Last month, Colorado meat packers recalled 2,000 pounds of beef, and it said at the bottom of the page, it is adulterated. I didn't know beef could do that. But that's what it said. It says it was recalled because it was adulterated. Then December of last year, and they had another recall, 72,000 pounds of chicken salad because it contained foreign material. And at the bottom of the page it said it had hard plastic in it. Amazing. There's a place in Murphy, North Carolina, that's not too far from here, they recalled 4,900 pounds of pork because it contained salmonella. Wow. Chicago, Illinois, 258,000 pounds of cooked beef imported from an ineligible Brazilian establishment, it said. Wasn't supposed to be here. Last year, a Chicago establishment had to recall 87,000 pounds of beef because it may have contained a certain drug inside the beef. Now, my message today is not on eating or food. It's on recalling. And so, as you look on this list off of the internet, you can see all types of things. It actually gives 9 different things, categories, that you can look at for recalls. Cars, tires, food, things for children, all different types, environmental protection things that have been recalled. And it just shows us that, hey, we live in a world that's got problems. We live in a world that not everything is perfect. I couldn't believe it when I read that they even recalled jaguars. And that's not the animal, it's the car. They recalled a 2007 Jaguar. It said the fuel tank had a problem and if not repaired, could cause a fire. And then the list goes on and on and on. Take your Bibles. I want you to go with me to the book of Revelation and chapter 21. It's the book of Revelation, chapter 21. And I'm going to read here from verse 8, beginning with verse 8. Revelation 21. And look with me at verse 8. And here's what the Bible says. Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Same book, but chapter 20. Look at verse 15. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then we want to look at another text. Go all the way to the Old Testament, to the book of Jeremiah in chapter 7. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7. And again, look with me here at verse 9. That's it's chapter 17. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. Listen to this, Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? Isaiah says that our righteousness, our goodness, is as filthy rags. Listen to me, friends. According to the Bible, we're not very good. I mean, we're pretty bad. Our righteousness is no good. Our sins are tremendous. And we've got a real spiritual problem. But there is an answer. Turn with me to John chapter 3. New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, then John. And I want to read here verse 3 through 5. That's John chapter 3. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is speaking here. And He's talking with a man by the name of Nicodemus. And the story goes this way. Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night and is talking to Him. And in verse 3, Jesus says this. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Well, Nicodemus knew that was impossible. And I think maybe Nicodemus was trying to get Jesus off of the message. But Jesus comes right back in verse 5 and He says, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. What a message. Except a man or woman be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. In the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19, the Bible says, Repent ye therefore, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of the refreshing shall come from the Lord. What does that mean? Repent. You got to be born again. What it means is that we have a real spiritual problem in the world today. Here's another verse. Revelation 19. Go with me. Revelation 19, verse 20. It says this, And the beast was taken, with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Here we find verse after verse after verse that talks about the condition of man, and his condition is not very good. There is a real spiritual problem. Listen closely to me. We talked about recalls that are taking place from beef to cars to tires to all kinds of things that are so often recalled. But I want to tell you this morning that the Maker of all human beings is recalling all units manufactured regardless of make or year due to a serious defect in the primary and central component of the heart. This is due to a malfunction in the original prototype units, codename Adam and Eve, resulting in the reproduction of the same defect in all units. This defect has been technically termed sin. S-I-N. And here are some of the symptoms that you will find, and the reason it needs to be recalled is because they have a loss of direction, foul vocal emissions, amnesia of origin, lack of peace and joy, selfish or violent behavior, depression or confusion in the mental component, fearfulness, idolatry, rebellion, and the list goes on. The manufacturer, who is neither liable nor at fault for this defect, is providing factory authorized repair and service free of charge to correct the sin problem. And it is a problem. The repair technician, by the name of Jesus, has most generously offered to bear the entire burden of the staggering cost of these repairs. There is no additional fee required. The number to call for repair in all areas is P-R-A-Y-E-R. prayer. Once connected, please upload your burden of sin through the repentance procedure. Next, download atonement from the repair technician Jesus into the heart component. And no matter how big or small the sin defect is, Jesus will replace it with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. He will change us from within and out. Don't you love it? And then I want you to look at the operating manual that we forgot to look at, which tells us how to take care of this body, and it's called the Bible, because it tells us everything we need to do and how we need to live. Amen? The Bible. Believer's instruction before leaving earth. But here's the warning. Continuing to operate the human being unit without correction voids any manufacturer's warranties, exposing the unit to dangers and problems too numerous to list, and will result in the human unit being permanently impounded. And for free emergency service, call on Jesus. The human being units not responding to the recall action will have to be scrapped in the furnace. The sin defect will not be permitted to enter heaven so as to prevent contamination of that facility. And the letter goes on and says, thank you for your attention, God. What is this all about? Recalls of all sorts in the world, but the greatest recall of all is that God is recalling each one of us to come to Him and be saved. Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? The recall is going out, and if we don't get it fixed, just like the Jaguar, if you didn't fix the car, the Jaguar, it could catch fire. If we don't get the recall fixed, one day it will catch fire. Turn in your Bibles, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Here's the promise. Here's the hope. Here's what it's all about. This is what I'm talking about. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Listen to me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look at verse 17. Here's the words. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Same chapter, verse 21. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Do you hear the message today? The message in the Word is this. He took our place. He took my place. He took your place. He went to the cross and He hung between heaven and hell. And when He did that, He paid the infinite price. And that day He said, it is finished. A new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Here's another verse. Turn back a few books to the book of Romans. Just a couple books back. Romans chapter 5, beginning with verse 8. Listen to this. Beautiful, beautiful chapter. Romans 5 verse 8 says, but God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're down at Daytona. Some new people came in. We had five people from Valdosta. Three of those were not, they didn't claim Christianity, but they came to help pass out books. So it gave us an opportunity to witness to them during those few days. And so they wanted to go into the racetrack. So we got them in my big 15-passenger van, and we drive in the infield to the racetrack. And so I wanted them to see how people live at the racetrack on the infield. And so we ride down by where all the campers are and the trailers, and we come to my buddy Jack. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Jack. Jack was a man that starred in the movie about Dale Earnhardt. Have any of you ever seen that movie they made of Dale Earnhardt's life? Some of you have. Well, Jack is in that movie, but he comes to every race at Daytona. And he sets up his little camper and his tent, and it's all right there beside the racetrack. But Jack is one of these party guys. Oh, he wants to party the whole time. And so when I pull up and we roll the window down, I say, "Jack, how you doing?" He comes over and I shake his hand. He says, "I've got something I want you guys to try." I said, "What's that?" "Gummy bears." He says, "Don't you guys all like gummy bears? How many like gummy bears here?" Oh, look at the hands. Got your attention now, right? Gummy bears. So he brings the gummy bears over and he puts some in my hand there. And I look at them and he gives them to the other people in my van. And I go like this, and it smells funny. So I just kind of put it in my other hand and hold it, because I didn't want Jack to see it, because he wanted us to take these gummy bears, where everybody else in my van take their gummy bears. I look on a little sign, and it says, "Gummy bears, 7 different types of alcohol. Soaked." So we say bye to Jack, and I still got mine in my hand. As we drive down a little ways, I try to pitch it, and it's stuck. I can't get rid of it. But I finally did, was able to knock it off, get it outside. Hopefully no dog didn't come along and eat that, because if he did, he'd be a drunken dog. But anyway, I thought of that experience. And by the way, one of the guys in the back undoubtedly didn't take it, because he left it on the carpet, and it glued to my carpet like glue. What would it do to your stomach? But I thought about Jack. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I looked at Jack and I realized, here is a candidate for the kingdom of heaven. Oh, so often we look at people and we think there's no way they can change, no way they can be helped. But I want to tell you something. God loves them. It says it right here. It says, let me read it again. It says here in this chapter 5, "But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." He died for Jack. Amen? You see, we look at the outside. I look at these people sometimes at the track, and you look at them and you think, man, and none but drunks, there's no way they can change. But God doesn't look at that. God looks at what they can be when they're changed by His power. Romans 6:23 is a perfect example. He says, "For the wages of sin is death, yes, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Back to Romans there, chapter 5. In Romans chapter 5, I want to begin with verse 17. It says, "For by one man's sin, offense, death, reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's sin, one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound." Listen to this, listen closely. "But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." This is the answer. Do you hear me? The answer is, yes, there's a recall that's going out, but there's power in the blood to change us completely. This is the answer. 1 John, over by the book of Revelation. Right before you enter the book of Revelation is 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and then Jude. But in 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 11, listen to what our Lord says. That's 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. He says this, "This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." Listen to it, here it goes. "That you may know," that you may know. There's no question mark. "You may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ." Did you hear that? Good news. I don't have to question it. I know it through the blood that Jesus is the answer. He can change us. He can give us eternal life. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is the answer. Have you accepted Him? Have you asked Him into your life and said, "Lord, come into my life and change me, set me free. I've got these habits, I've got these problems." Friends, don't look at the habits, don't look at the problems. That's not the problem. The problem is to surrender to Jesus. If we just surrender to Him, all the other takes place. Because He says, "I have power." He says, "I died for you while you were yet a sinner." Good news! I can have the assurance and know that through Jesus, we can be ready for His coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to praise You today. We want to thank You for Your love and Your mercies. That there's hope, there's salvation through the blood. And Lord, as we sing that song in just a few minutes here, I pray we'll sing it like we believe it, that there is power, truly power, in the blood. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen.